Good morning. Welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report, this morning featuring Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. And Janae, we got Valentine's just a couple of days away. And on this morning's program, we're going to talk about how to make the seniors in our life feel special.
Yeah, you know, this week is Valentine's Day, and in all of its Cupid and heart's glory, it's not just for couples like some people tend to think. It is February 14th, and, you know, it's an excellent time to show those seniors in our life, shower them with love on the important people in your life. So for seniors especially who may feel maybe lonely after the excitement of the winter holiday, you know, has kind of subsided by now. And so Valentine's Day can be a fun way to have a bit of family and friends show attention to them. No matter where the senior is placed in your life, whether they live close or away, you can show them a little bit of extra love for the Valentine's Day. So I've come up with 6 ways to spread some love and surely brighten the day of the seniors in all of our lives. So the first one is to decorate together or maybe even send supplies. So if you're able to make a visit to the senior in your life, maybe consider doing it, of course, before Valentine's Day. I know the days are quickly closing in on that, but maybe you can decorate together. Maybe you make a festive red and pink wreath for their door. Maybe you create a heart-shaped knickknack of some kind, or you could even decorate a photo frame with maybe a love quote theme, their favorite in it, or maybe print a picture that they want in that photo frame, maybe of the two of you. If you are able to get out and about and weather permits, you know, you could hit up a store together and go shopping. Again, it doesn't have to be extravagant things that you buy, but just something to make their place feel extra special. You know, those simple touches can make any home feel extra special this time of the year. Then the next one I want to talk about is get in the kitchen. Whether you're visiting on Valentine's Day or another day near the holiday, consider spending some time in the kitchen. While you certainly can make fancy favorites you both would like and enjoy yourself, you may want to work on food projects that don't stress you both out. So maybe something as simple as trying to dip those ever-famous chocolate-covered strawberries with melted chocolate for a sweet treat. Or if you have kiddos involved, invite them, and maybe they can help experience that as well and bring a few bowls of sprinkles that they can help hand-dip and add before the chocolate hardens on the berry. Another idea that's always ahead, at least in my household, is to make sugar cookies. So add some pink, red, or white frosting, of course sprinkles, you know, if you have kids in tow. This is another way to share that multi-sensory experience with, you know, everyone in your family, from kids to the seniors that you're helping. You can use heart-shaped cookie cutters. And again, it's just a fun way to, you know, present cookies. You can serve them on a platter or make small bags to share with neighbors. Or maybe other residents if they're living in an assisted living place. And if you live too far away from a kitchen or don't have time to do that with them necessarily, maybe you consider sending food via maybe a delivery service. You know, if your loved one lives in a community that you can do that, that would be great. Maybe they decorate it with their friends, you know, if you send them pre-made sugar cookies or strawberries. And if baking is not your loved one's idea of fun, which that happens sometimes, maybe consider bringing treats instead. So include maybe a festive beverage, maybe a favorite drink is to get mixed cranberry juice with a seltzer or a Sprite, you know, for a pink fizzy drink. Serve it in a champagne flute and maybe garnish it with a raspberry. That's always a fun treat. You can also send a thoughtful card. Valentine's Day cards are easy to find and fun to make with your loved seniors in your life. I know everyone enjoys receiving mail these days, especially when it's not a bill. However, you can also increase the thoughtfulness by adding a handwritten note of what you love about them. Maybe you can even cut out your own hearts, or maybe have your kids do that if you're working with some kids, and have them write down what they love about them and put all of those in an envelope. And I'm sure when they receive that in the mail, it will just brighten their whole day. Next is movie night. If your senior loved one is a sucker for some good romance or maybe even an old Western, make a movie night or a movie day out of it by playing their classic favorite movie. You know, you can rent or stream it maybe, add some popcorn and their favorite drink, and that's a great way to show some extra love. And finally, number six, have some fun. Whether you do it during a visit or during a phone call, Valentine's Day themed games are another great way to have some out of the ordinary fun visiting together. You could play maybe Name That Tune from songs from their era, you know, or use conversation hearts, which we can find any store, it seems like now, to write maybe silly poetry. These are not only fun ways to pass the time, but also work on cognitive skills for everyone involved. And just remember that Valentine's Day is all about spreading the love to family and friends. And if you feel like your senior loved one maybe is a little lonely or lacking in peer support, I would encourage you to reach out to them this next week and always, and spread a little bit of love and time with them, and tell them truly how much you love and appreciate them.
Really, it's pretty much all about just, like you said, creating opportunities to spend some time with them and share some conversation.
It is. And so we should always be doing that. But, you know, lives get busy, but this is a special time. Maybe your senior loved one has lost their spouse or someone really special in their life, and they're probably a little lonely, especially on Valentine's Day. So don't forget to spread the love to all the ages.
Excellent. Well, Janae, thank you very much for those tips. We appreciate that a great deal, and happy Valentine's Day to you and your family.
Thanks, you as well.
All right. We'll have our next Case State Research and Extension report coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40 when we feature Meritazine Extension District 4-H agent Carla Hightower.